Before this episode starts, I want to take the time out to support ESW Shockwave. ESW is a wrestling show on YouTube that also features your boy Young Rolo right here. You can watch ESW Shockwave on youtube.com/ESW Shockwave. That's youtube.com/ESW Shockwave. To help support us, you could go to Patreon and become a Patreon member at patreon.com/ESW Shockwave. Again, patreon.com/ESW Shockwave. Over there, you can help us achieve our goals, become a member, get exclusive perks, never before seen content, behind the scenes stuff, all this cool stuff you can get. You can become an ESW supporter for $1 per month. That's an ESW supporter for $1 per month. An extreme supporter for $5 per month. Again, extreme supporter for $5 a month. Or a wicked supporter. That's right. A wicked supporter for $10 per month. Choose whatever you want. Help support the show. Help us achieve to get tag team titles. Wouldn't that be cool to see tag team titles? I think that'd be cool. You get exclusive perks, all for a good deal. I think it's a great deal. I'm thinking about signing up to the Patreon right now. I think you should too. Check it out. It's going to be amazing.
So, it has been a while. I know I said I was going to keep doing these, and I apologize for the lack of podcasts that I've been doing. It's really been a busy month for me. My daughter's birthday was on the 25th. Then her party's on the 29th, which is actually today. I'm recording this early in the morning. So it's just been really busy. But I thought that I should do a podcast. And mostly because I actually had quite a few people really enjoy the story of why I quit making music, which I appreciate from a lot of y'all. Thank you. But I did leave it off at, well, I quit music to start wrestling. So I figured this one should be the story of how I started wrestling. I will talk about some of my wrestling, some of the shows I've been with, how I got into it, why I got into it. Just a couple details that people may or may not know. So, I guess I'll start from the beginning. So, growing up, I've always loved wrestling. Like, I've always loved it, but the thing that I tell people that I never pursued myself as a wrestler. I never saw myself as a wrestler type because of my body type, because I grew up being bullied and stuff like that, you know. Just, I was small, I was weak, I was always made fun of and this and that. I just never saw myself as a wrestler type. You know, grow up, you know, 20 years later, so I can't even say 20, I'm not that old, 10 years later, you know, look at me now, everybody who bullied me, what's up now? I'm not even famous or anything, man, but I appreciate the fans that I do have, though, and all the feedback I do get, and I appreciate y'all so much. But, yeah, you know, just growing up and looking back on it, it's a little weird, because being, you know, looking at myself when I was younger, I was real small, and I was real fragile, and I had asthma, and I was just really weak, and I was being bullied. Like, I don't know, so I bet you could imagine the most skinniest, scrawniest kid that you could think of with a speech impediment, I should say, and he's being bullied in school, and you don't see this kid growing up to being a hardcore wrestler, right? So it's weird looking back at that and, like, you know, experiencing that. But I do have a reason why I got into wrestling, which I will get into. But a reason why I got into wrestling, and that reason doesn't come until literally after I finished high school. So as y'all could tell from my last podcast, I grew up wanting to be a musician. I was going to say musician. I grew up being rapper. I wanted to be a rapper. I wanted to make music. I wanted to make beats. I wanted to write music. I wanted to do the whole thing with music. And I saw myself doing nothing else but focusing on that. And even though I know the chances of making it in music are like a slim chance of none, I wanted it. It was something I wanted to do. Something I got close to getting, but something I never grabbed. And if y'all want to hear more about that, y'all can listen to my last podcast, because this one is just strictly about wrestling. But there is a reason why I got into wrestling. Some people may know this, some people may not. I feel like more people do not know this than the people who do know it. So, I finished high school early, right? I graduated early. So, I finished in January, and all my friends and all that don't get out until, like, summertime. You know, the normal, you know, summer off and all that. So, I had a lot of free time on my hands. So, I would watch, like, you know, YouTube stuff and all that, but I was trying to do music. That was the one thing I still wanted to do. I was really in the pursuit of doing music. That's what I wanted. So, I took that time off before I went to college to... I took a year off, actually, so I had a year and a half off. And I wanted to use all that time focusing on music. I wanted to put something out. I wanted to advertise. I wanted to do everything in my power to, you know, become this rapper. And I wanted to be a well-respected rapper. And even though I felt like I couldn't get it because of my size and my look, the way I sounded, I felt like I couldn't get it. But that was just me not believing in myself. You know, I had people telling me that I could do this and I had the talent, that it doesn't matter what I look like, doesn't matter where I come from, that everybody, really, really good advice saying that it doesn't matter if you want it, achieve it. And that's something I will always tell everybody. If you want it, achieve it. Don't ever say you're not good enough for whatever you wanted to do, okay? That's something that, advice that I got in that I want to share with anybody listening to this. Don't ever let anybody tell you you can't do anything. Because even though I felt like I didn't have the look, I didn't have the attitude, I didn't have this or that to become a rapper, that I wanted to do this. Because, you know, all these, especially or my era, not in the modern day era, like in the mumble raps and all that, but and growing up for me, I wanted to be part of this, like, gangster rap kind of thing. And it was weird because even though I was involved in gangs back then, I wasn't really involved in gangs anymore. So I was trying to distance myself from all that, but I was still trying to go for this career that I wanted. You know, something I really, really wanted at the time. I really don't want it no more, as you could probably tell. But it was something that I wanted to get, and it was something I wanted to do. But I'm talking about the music way too much. So I finished early school. I graduated early. And I ended up having a year and a half off, and I wanted to use all that time to pursue music. My friend Elijah, he's a big time Christian, you know, real Christian, really nice guy. He was telling me about how his church, they were giving away stuff to help high school and college kids, you know, get ready for the next year. Or it was something like, no, I think it was specifically for college kids, getting them ready for college. And he told me about it, and I was like, hey, I could use some of that stuff. So he invited me to his church, and I was like, yeah, that sounds amazing. So I remember they gave us, like, a bag. We had, like, this bag with, like, notebooks and pencils and all that. I think that was the same day. I believe so. Unless this was just another day. Actually, no. I think I'm getting my dates mixed up. I think this was just like a church hangout thing, to be honest. So scratch everything I just said about the high school and college thing. Scratch all that. This was just a regular church hangout thing. I remember. It was just a regular church hangout thing. And I'm so sorry about that. It's been a while, so. It was a regular church hangout kind of thing. And I remember just, he invited me to a church. And I told him, yeah, you know, sounds cool. At the time, I didn't drive. My only transportation was my mom, and my mom was at work, and she was going to be home later that day, I believe. But I remember telling her that I can either get a ride home or walk home because it wasn't that far from the house, and I told her I'll be fine. Little did I know that I would not end up being fine. So the thing that happened, and it's always a little hard to talk about this. Not hard in the sense that it affects me, but just hard that looking back on it, so to say. So, I remember my friend, he was gonna give me a ride home. I forgot what happened, but he ended up getting a ride home from someone else. So I just told them that I was gonna walk home. And so he got a ride home. I told him bye. I ended up walking home. Well, from behind, the two guys, they were throwing certain colors at me. They were wannabe gangsters, I'll say that. Because I know what a real gangster looks like, and I know what a fake gangster looks like. And we're fake as fuck. And I could call it from a mile away. Because they were just throwing the colors at me like I was trying to be their enemy, and I wasn't. They were just trying to be badass little bitches. And I could say that now. But they came up behind me. I had my headphones on. I was listening to music. I was walking, minding my own business. They came up behind me, and they were telling me, like, hey, what are you listening to? I told them, well, I'm listening to ICP. I was listening to ICP at the time. And one of them goes, okay, well, why don't you give that shit up? And I remember just laughing and laughing, like, man, I ain't starting no shit with y'all. And I kept walking. Well, I guess they didn't like it, so he told me, you know what, you need to give that shit up right now, homeboy. And then he told the other dude, which I knew because I went to school with him, but either he was putting up a front like he didn't know me, or he really didn't know me. But he wasn't like a bad friend kind of guy. It was just a guy that I saw at school and I was like, you know, hey, how you doing? Hey, you know, good. Okay, cool, cool. He was just a friend of a friend, so to say. But I guess he was putting up a front or something. And, you know, he was telling him, like, hey, you know, get him kind of pissed off. You need to hurry up and get this shit up. And I kept telling him, no, I ain't giving my shit up. Because I had my phone with me. I had my headphones. I had my wallet full of money because I just graduated. And that's actually a funny story. But, yeah, so they ended up, you know, jumping me. I just immediately gave my stuff back. I don't know if they have it. I immediately gave them my stuff because I don't know if they have a knife or anything with them. I know they had a can of spray paint. So that told me that they were probably tagging someone at fucking night. And yeah, they came up behind me and they jumped me. They took my phone and my headphones. Which is fucking ironic because this is funny because I had my wallet. And I just graduated maybe 2 weeks prior to this or maybe a week prior to this. And I had a lot of graduation money. And all they left with was my phone and my headphones. So y'all could tell who won that battle. But yeah, I had a lot of money. I had to actually end up using that money to buy me a new phone since these little bitches wanted to take my phone. So I ended up getting, you know, jumped and beaten. And they took off. And I walked to the nearest corner store, which was just a few feet away. Which they knew where to jump me because they knew if I went to that corner store, they could have not got me. So they got me before I reached it. Before, because I kept telling them no, and they finally hit me. And I finally just gave up my phone and shit, and they took off. Well, I went to the corner store, called the cops. They actually found two witnesses who matched the description I gave them. But we went there, and I told the cops, honestly, everything happened, like, so fast. It happened so fast, and I was trying to ignore the situation that I didn't even really look at the guy in the white who got me. But I told them, I do know the guy in the red. If I see him, I'll be able to identify the guy in the white. So they told me the guy in the white first, and I told them that. So they caught them at my nearest mall. And they had the headlights, and they had me identify them. They had them arrested. They brought the guy in the white out. And I told them, honestly, even though the guy in the white was the one who jumped me and the one that was telling me shit, I was trying to ignore him. I told them, but I do know the guy in the red. That if I could just see the guy in the red, then I'll be able to identify both of them. Sure enough, the guy in the red comes out. It wasn't him. So I told the cops, no, that's not them. So, you know, they never got caught, which is fine. I really don't give a fuck. I remember I told my friends, my old gang member friends, and a lot of them were ready to start some shit. And I remember I did get one of their names because whenever I got my new phone and I got my number back, I got a text from, I'm going to assume, his friend or girlfriend or something. And I got a name. But the thing was that I really just wanted to let the situation go. I really didn't want to start anything, because this is when I wanted to step away from all that situation and all the stuff that I was a part of. So I tried my best to just ignore the situation. I didn't want to be a part of it. You know, when it happened, I wanted to step away from, I wanted to distance myself from what happened, and I wanted to forget that that situation ever happened. But not knowing that that situation was actually going to be a big part of my life. Because of what happened, I went through a bad depression. And it was a bad depression. Like, I didn't want to leave. Like, I was glad I graduated, because I had no reason to leave my house at all. And for about 2 months, I didn't leave my house at all. I didn't want to do anything. I was really desperate. I felt weak. I felt vulnerable. I just felt like I went from some kid who was getting bullied to some badass, like, thug dude who didn't give a fuck, back to this kid that was getting bullied. And it was a horrible feeling to feel. But this time I felt more weak, because I felt outnumbered. I felt, well, I did get beaten. I just felt weak, and I didn't feel safe. I didn't want to go outside. I didn't want to do anything. I just felt real depressed. I didn't want to do anything. All I would do was just watch videos on YouTube. Like, I didn't even lost the passion to do music for a while too, because I just didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to lay down, sit down, and just watch TV and just watch YouTube videos. And it sucked. It was horrible going through that depression. But if I could go through it again, I will. And the reason why is because whenever I was sitting down watching nothing but YouTube videos, I was looking up wrestling stuff. And I remember, because I wanted to see what was going on, like, in wrestling world. And I remember seeing EAW Backyard Wrestling. And I remember looking at a thumbnail and seeing someone that I thought I recognized. And I was like, is that Wicked J? Because I met Wicked J at a concert. Knew nothing about his wrestling. I met Wicked J at a concert, and I thought he was the coolest fucking dude I've ever met. And while I'm talking about Wicked J, I want to say rest in peace, Wicked J. And I still miss you, bro. But I noticed Wicked J in the thumbnail. And even though he had face paint on, I recognized him. And I saw him. And I remember commenting on the video too, being like, yo, that's my friend Wicked J. I met him at a concert. Like, so proud that I knew him. And I see him in this YouTube video with, like, thousands of views on it. And I was just like, this is amazing. And it was like hardcore backyard wrestling, and I was like, this is fucking amazing. I was like, this is incredible. I remember watching that video, then I watched another video, and I'm getting more hype and hype as I'm watching these videos, and I'm just like, you know, this is amazing. How can I do this? And I remember clicking on one video, and I remember specifically what video it was. It was Alex G versus the Conductor, and Alex came out and he announced that EAW was ending and they were gonna have one final show. And I really wanted to go to that show, and even though I felt like I could make it, I didn't go. And it sucked that I didn't go, because, like, I wanted to tell them, like, hey, this inspired me so much, thank y'all. And I wanted to see how Jay was doing, because I did lose contact with Jay for a while. And I don't know, I wanted to be part of EFW so bad. And it sucked that they were ending. But of course that didn't stop me, because when I found out they were ending, I was like, you know what, since they're ending, I want to do something like this. I want to be a hardcore backyard wrestler. And it's weird too, like, you know, wanting to do a music career to something that literally makes no money. But that was my mindset at the time, because I was going through the bad depression, and usually music will fix it, but it didn't fix it. I didn't have the passion to write or anything. Like, I wanted to wrestle. I wanted to feel strong again. I wanted to feel like I had power in me to be vulnerable and to get knocked down and to get back up. That's what I was feeling like, because when I got jumped, I got knocked down and they took off and I had to get back up on my own and go call for help. But with EFW, they got knocked down. They'll get hit with light tube, go through tables, shit like that. Go through thumbtacks and everything. And they'll get right back up. And that made me feel so strong. And I wanted to be a part of that so bad. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to be a part of it. But because they were ending, I couldn't. So I started my own thing called AYW. And it was really just to get me out of my comfort zone. And I never expected for it to get as big as it would. I mean, if you don't know what AYW is, you know, if you're one of the people listening who don't know much about my wrestling, look it up on YouTube. We're not EFW popular, but we had a lot of butts. And I've never thought in my wildest dream that AYW would get that popular. And it helped me in a sense to where I finally felt back in power. I finally felt like myself again. I was able to go out and hang out and not have this anxiety, so to say. And it's just, it felt amazing. And I loved it. And I started AYW up. And it was originally me and three other guys. Or I think it was four other guys, but three of them didn't show up. The only one who did was JT. Which, honestly, I think was a good idea, because I just told them, hey, let's all get together and let's wrestle. All I had was one shitty quality recording camera. That's it. So I had no plan going into the show. And even when I actually did start up AYW, I had no plan for it. So whenever I met Lugo Boy, who was one of our wrestlers, he wanted to take control of all the advertising and stuff like that. And I pretty much let him. And no disrespect to Lugo, but the shows went downhill. There was nothing being posted on YouTube. We were pretty much, you know, wrestling, but we never got to see it. We did this fantastic show called Wicked Fest. Wicked Slam. I'm thinking of Wicked Fest, the concert. That's where actually I met Jay. But no, it was a Wicked Slam we did. It was this amazing show that we did, and I was so proud of this show, and I was so proud of my match. Till this day, I have never rewatched my match. I have never seen the whole show in full, because he had the videos and never gave it us. And it sucks, but you know what? We moved on from it. I remember he wanted us to go to... Lugo wanted us to perform in the church and perform for, like, church kind of stuff, which I disagree with. Not in the sense that I don't want to wrestle for a church, but in the sense that what he wanted to do is what I didn't want the show to be about. Because the show was called AYW, which stands for All Yard Wrestling, which means we are a backyard show. That's what we were. That's what the show was created for. That's the name. That is what the show was created for. It's not going to make sense if come to a Baptist church to watch All Yard Wrestling. No, you know, church people are not going to like it. Lugo thought it was an amazing idea, but me and a few wrestlers disagreed. Lugo was the only one who agreed to that idea. Since he didn't like that we didn't agree to it, he left, which we were fine with. Because I remember I told D, you know what? Since he left, the show was back in our control. And I told him, I want to do it the way I want to do it. So ever since we filmed our first show in my backyard, it took off. It felt amazing. I did the recap. I edited the whole show together. It was amazing. I ran the Facebook page. It felt amazing because not only was I in control of my show again, I would finally where I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. The whole reason why I started AYW. And, you know, in time, we grew and we grew and grew. I remember hearing that some EIW guys started their own in-ring show called TLW. We ended up going to that show to watch and talk to Osiris about joining. And D was the first one to join. And I didn't. Even though I told Osiris I wanted to go to training, I didn't show up. And I remember he asked me why I didn't show up. And knowing Osiris, I know Osiris is probably mad that I told him I was going to go and I didn't go. But I did give him a reasonable answer that he actually told me, hey, that's understandable, it's okay. But it was my fault too, because I should have told him this ahead of time instead of just not showing up. But I did give him a real answer why. And I think, you know, he never told me anything bad about it. He told me it was fine, that he understood. I told him that I didn't feel ready to be a part of the show yet. I told him, even though I want to show up and help out, either referee, camera-wise, I just don't feel like I'm ready to step in the ring. Like, I don't know. I wanted to prepare myself more for the ring. And I wanted, you know, physically and mentally to be like, hey, I really want to train. I really want to be in the show. And I remember telling Osiris this, and I remember telling him, like, I want to do it whenever I feel completely ready. And he understood. Sure enough, I ended up getting ready. I ended up training with him. And I ended up wrestling with TLW. I'm going to drink some soda right now. Hold on. So I remember training with him. We did some TLW shows. TLW officially ended. And we went back to the backyard. But this time we had training. So a few of the guys who weren't TLW who had training went back to the backyard, and we took the training that he taught us to the backyard. And we ran with it, and we finally felt like we had a high quality show, because now we're not just going out there and fighting. We actually know what we're going to do. And it was cool. It felt good. A few years passes, you know, we get Ryan Lone Star, we get Wicked J. I hear about EAW Union. I only know Jay, so through Jay, I knew Alex, or, you know, we met Alex. And I met Alex when I was helping Cruz do his promo video. Because his idea of the promo video was, he had a feud with Beano Andrew, and me and Beano are about the same height, same everything. If me and Beano have a jacket on, you probably couldn't even tell us apart. If we had our back towards you, you probably couldn't even tell who's who. So that's why Crude contacted me about wearing the jacket and him attacking me, because I had wrestling experience and I met Crude in TLW. And he was going to attack me, thinking that it would be Beano Andrew. But those plans ended up changing. I remember that day, whenever the plan did change, he picked me up from school. We went to Somerset to go pick up Alex. And that was the first time I met Alex. And I remember talking to Alex, and Alex's mind was completely set on this promo. Like, he didn't want to hear anything else but this whole promo thing that they were going to do, this whole attack thing they were going to do, which is fine, I understood. And we went to the park that we filmed it in. The plans ended up changing, and I ended up being a fan of EAW who recognized Cruz, and Cruz will end up attacking me. And the whole promo thing went great. It's on YouTube. I don't know what it's under, but I was a fan. Cruz ended up attacking me. And then being in confront of him and threw him in the river, it was fucking amazing. It was an awesome day. That's how I kind of got my first taste of BSW. But because I knew Alex from that, he asked me if the reunion show, if I could help him, like with camera or with referee. So I told him, yeah, sure. My cousin, who also knew what EFW was, I won't say that he was a fan of EFW, but he knew what EFW was. He said he will help too. So my cousin at the EFW reunion show was the referee. So if you look at the EFW reunion show and you see the referee and AYW and you're like, oh, why are the referees the same? The referee was my cousin. He is my cousin. So whenever we did that, I did the camera. Funny story about the camera too, the reunion show. There was a spot with JC versus Jinx. Well, they had a flaming barbed wire on a 2x4. JC didn't staple the barbed wire enough on the 2x4. So whenever he went to hit Jinx with the flaming barbed wire, he hit Jinx and smacked him across the head with the 2x4. And the flaming barbed wire flew. And sure enough, there I am looking down at the camera trying to record. And I don't see the flaming barbed wire coming to hit me. And the flaming barbed wire hit me dead on in the face. And it burned some of the left side of my face. I remember my nose was burnt. I had to trim my mustache and my beard because it got burnt. My eyebrows were actually fine. My eyebrows didn't even get burned. My mustache and my goatee, my beard, my goatee, whatever you want to call it, got burned. My lips was a little burned. My nose was a little burned. But it wasn't nothing too bad. It's nothing that didn't leave serious marks or anything. It was just burnt. That was it. It went away like after a week or so. It was completely fine. I trimmed all everything that got burnt. And I could tell it got burnt because you could see how, like, how it got burned. You could see the burnt hairs on me. It was fucking hilarious. I wish I could have took a picture of it. But that was my taste in EFW. But, I know whenever we were doing AYW and then Jay came in the show, Alex was thinking about returning EFW, returning the shows. And he wanted to recruit more wrestlers. So when he asked me to join the show, he asked me if D. Ramirez would be interested. And I told him, yes, I'll talk to D. And I told him that it would be a dream for me to join the show because that's what I originally wanted to do. I wanted to be part of their show. That's what I wanted. The whole reason AYW exists was because I wanted to be a part of EFW. So I remember telling him, like, bro, that would be a dream come true for me. I told him, like, you know, that's why I want it. And he asked me if D would be interested. I told him, yeah, I'll tell D. I told D. D was completely on board with it. The only guys that Alex was interested in was me and D. I know anybody else that you've seen in EFW that was from our show, he did not. I don't know how they got on the show, but Alex only asked for me and D. And that's something I'm proud to say, that he was interested in us coming to the shows. And, you know, sure enough, I got to do it, and, you know, it was amazing, and, oh, man, I had a lot of great memories in AEW wrestling. You know, I had some bumps, some scratches, but I don't regret any of it. And I know this has been going on 32 minutes too long, but yeah, man, it was amazing. I got to finally be a part of AEW, and it sucked because in 2013 I joined, and in 2016 I had to leave. And I did leave on bad terms, and it's something that I have talked with Alex about, something I have talked with the guys about, something I have apologized for doing, things that I've said that it should not be said. You know, I apologized, they apologized, I had a mutual meeting with Alex. And I don't want to say what the meeting was fully about, but after that, we had another meeting about EFW Shockwave Season 2. And after we had this good meeting, and I finally felt like, you know, the hatchet was finally buried after the beef that went on and everything that went on, I feel like the hatcher finally buried. There were no more hard feelings. I finally got to talk face to face with him. We started talking about Shockwave Season 2, and he was wondering if I was interested in coming back. And I remember specifically telling him, I would be lying if I were to tell you that I never thought about it. Because I have always thought about it. Because I remember 2016, I left specifically because my daughter was born in 2016. And it was a few months prior to when I had to leave. And I left because I wasn't happy with the situation I was in at the time. Even though I loved EFW and it was something I really wanted to be a part of, something I personally can say that I worked towards to go after, and I was so proud that I finally achieved it and then I was finally part of the show, I had to leave. And I'm not going to get into the whole details of like why I had to leave or what happened, the bad argument that led to it and all that. Just, I don't really want to get into it. You know, something bad did kind of happen. It was just bad communication on both parts, I should say. And I did end up leaving. And I did leave on bad terms. And I never made the situation better. But unfortunately, we did bury the hatchet. We did talk about Season 2 Shockwave. I told Alex, you know what, I didn't need time to think about it. And sure enough, you know, he let me think about it. He told me, okay, well, I just need to know by this day. And I remember telling him, bro, I'll give you an answer on this day. And sure enough, you know, I talked to my girlfriend, Megan. I talked to her about it. I told her, you know, if I do decide to do this, that means I have to be at Somerset at certain times. I'll have to request certain days off from work. And, you know, I remember the hassle that it was back then. And I knew the hassle that I was going to probably get myself back into. And I think hassle is probably the wrong word. Just, you know, just the situation, I should say. And, you know, taking a day off and going to do this and do that. I appreciate that we don't have to take down the ring and put it back up anymore. That is amazing. Thank God that we don't have to do that. But I remember everything else, and I remember being like, am I really ready to get back into this? And I remember telling Megan, you know, I told her the same thing I told Alex. I would be lying if I said that I never thought about it. Sure enough, I talked to Megan. She completely understood where I was coming from, and she supported me, and I love her for accepting it. And I, sure enough, that day came, and I told Alex, I'm on board. And I was so, like, I just felt welcomed. Like, I felt welcomed back. I got added to the group chat, and when I got added, I immediately let people know, you know what, I'm sorry for things that I've done, things I've said, because I worked my ass off to get to the show, just for me to leave how I left and then say the things I said, you know, it really wasn't, and I have apologized, and I was welcomed back with open arms, and I felt amazing. I was so glad to be back, and the day when I went to go film, I still felt nervous because I was still like, you know, I felt so welcome in the chat, but what if I'm not so welcomed in person? And I kept telling myself that. Sure enough, nothing changed. Like, I was so welcome, and I'm not gonna say like I walked in and everybody started applying. No, I wasn't expecting any of that at all. Nothing. Just, you know, when I showed up, everybody was telling me hi, and I was introduced to the new guys and the new girl, and I felt welcome, and then I felt like, I honestly felt like I was back home, and it was an amazing feeling, and I know this was a story, like how I got into wrestling, and then it's just the whole wrestling thing, but to make this whole podcast short, I got into wrestling because I felt vulnerable, I felt weak because of a situation that happened to me where I got jumped and beaten. And EFW Wrestling, sure enough, helped me to feel strong again, to feel like I had power in myself again. And I appreciate it so much. And that's why I became a wrestler. So I always try not to do these podcasts too long. But I don't know. So when I start rambling, I start rambling. But that's pretty much the story of just how I became a wrestler. And, you know, I stopped wrestling. I now continue to wrestle. I'm excited to wrestle again. And if you listen to this and you made it this far, Shockwave, EFW Shockwave Season 2 on YouTube. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. And stay tuned for Season 3. It's going to be amazing. And I can promise you that. And I can promise you that because I know how hard we all work to put this show together. So you're not going to be disappointed. Well, guys, it's still early in the morning. I got my daughter's birthday party I got to go to in a few hours. I got to wake up early to get more things for the party. So I think I got to be today tomorrow, but I know I needed to record something, so I wanted to record something for y'all. So this has gone maybe 40 minutes, a little too long, even though it just hit 40 minutes, but yeah, that's the story of how I got into wrestling, or how I became a wrestler. I don't know what I said in the beginning. I don't even know what the title is. How I became a wrestler, I guess I have to put it. So this is the story of how I became a wrestler. I really didn't have a title plan for this. It was just something I want to talk about. So, guys, if you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. I know I don't do the best quality podcast in the world, but if you are a fan of mine, I appreciate you for taking the time to listen. Yeah, I can't even describe the gratitude I have for y'all and all the fans that supported me. Do my ups, do my downs, do everything. And I appreciate y'all so much. So, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. I do plan on making more. I can't promise when because I don't know when I do them. I just do them whenever I have time to do them and whenever I have time to do it. So, but you know what? I do want to make one soon, though. I don't know what I'll talk about or what I'll do, but I want to do something different I want to do something different. So, what is it going to be? I don't know. I'll have to stay tuned and see. So, I know I've been trying to sign off for like a minute or so already, but now I'm officially signing off, guys. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for being the awesome fans that you are. I don't know why I said fat. Thank you for being the awesome fat fans. Never your fat, embrace it. Thank you. I'm fucking weird. Thank you for being the awesome fans that you guys are. Thank you for supporting me. Even if you're not a fan, if I just know you from somewhere, if I know you from work, if I know you from the corner store, I don't think I have anybody in the corner store as friends. I'm fucking weird, guys. It's early in the morning and I'm tired. don't mind me. But all right, let's get down to it. If you're a fan of mine, I appreciate you, and I'm grateful to have you, and thank you. If you're just friends, or family, or coworkers listening to this, thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble for over 40 minutes about how I became a wrestler. Thank you to everybody listening to this. Thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and start signing off, like I've been trying to for I don't know how long. So you guys have a good one. Always keep positive or stay positive. Never let anybody tell you can't do something when you can. Because like I said in the beginning, I would have never imagined that scrawny little nerdy kid that was getting picked on for the way he talked and the way he walked was going to grow up to be a hardcore wrestler and proud of it. So guys, always believe in yourself. Never give up. Do whatever you want to do. If you want to make podcasts like me, go ahead and make podcasts like me. I just highly recommend using the Anchor app. It's really good. So thank you guys. I'm going to sign off. Y'all have a good one. Peace out.